This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 38. Trivial. It's not mere entertainment of another, of another, of another. It's a way to show an interest in the world, in the mind, whatever you think your mind is, in what it is to be a human. Can we think? Does every person have some authority about what it is to be human? I don't think any other animal plays instruments.
Our records indicate you are eligible.
What about robots? Robots can do backflips like a dolphin. They can run around. They can do things. Can robots make bad decisions? Entities that don't control their own desires, destiny, choices, can they even make bad decisions?
Point zero.
Don't do things for credit. Pursue things that are of value. Context of being a guitar player or in martial arts, where you're always getting some indicator of advancement. Give yourself the best education. Make yourself the best you, the best player you can be. Find myself in school again, so I must have got the memo a little late. I'm taking credits. I'm in school again, taking a personal challenge. I have to make something, say something. That hasn't been said. Imagine if you sat in a roller coaster and it never moved. A special roller coaster that doesn't have an end point. A ride with sudden turns not predictable.
If you want to proceed with the application.
The roller coaster as a textual document. A roller coaster with no predictable endpoint or seatbelts. It's right there. I'm sitting in it. Worth taking. Is it worth taking? Authority. And if I can stop it, if I can stop this, I can also just maybe make it go.
1-1-4-0-3-4-0-3.
This is a textual document. Smoking weed. It's been a little more than 2 years. A few weeks ago, I reached out for some from a friend who really had some, had access to the most, you know. I got it, and I hid it. No money was exchanged. It was all love and music and friendship. But I reached out for it because of my addiction. Do I have an addiction? Do we get addicted to weed? I feel like I have. The way I use it, the way it is central, it becomes my primary relationship. But I thought I might have a little experiment, at least with it, at my own expense. Evidently, I am still eligible for forgiveness programs. Here's what I did. So I just watched myself. Oh God. I watched myself just to see where it would all go. It's like I was sitting up in a high chair. Yeah, and when I first started it, it was really a roller coaster. A roller coaster a couple weeks ago. And I could only really take little bits, little tiny one hit of, you know, one hitter, a very small amount. I think they know what you mean. And I was feeling the effects of that for a couple hours, and intensely at first. I didn't hate the emotional part of accessing memories and knocking myself outside of myself. Croquet ball. Although it's a drug that I know doesn't kill you like others, is it? It does? Saying it does, but don't I do it? Yes. Don't I make it does? You make it do. Isn't it my actions? Yes. That.
If you want to proceed with the application.
Unless you're a robot, give it legs? Metaphorically, yes. Life? Power? Power, yes. You give your addiction power by doing it. very familiar, but it's also meeting me at this point of my life where I am right now, which is in itself very trippy. In itself very trippy. Exploring life, death, meaning, listening for the compositional samples I'm receiving. I'm sorry you found heroin, sir. Plays itself.
Our records indicate you are eligible for stimulus programs, but never completed the required documents.
I asked him what he meant exactly. What do you mean, Ed? Exactly. He said you have to hold the guitar. Is different. Every moment is different. Combine those things. You have moments and guitars. Infinite possibility of what is happening on chessboard. Liquid melting chessboard. Let the guitar tell you how it wants to be played. That's kind of what he meant. Don't force yourself. Don't force yourself upon your guitar.
We need to speak with you today.
was teaching you, you were teaching me. I thought, what would I tell you? So that you didn't struggle unnecessarily. I didn't think my whole life would become some kind of weird dream. Point taken. Just wanted to be honest about that thing using. So I hid it for a week from my wife. I'd blow it out the window. I didn't mention it to any friends or colleagues. I kept it a secret. I didn't want to admit it. And I thought, wow, this is just what it is like, you know, to have an addiction. Is it kind of an addiction? Not proud of it. Not exactly ashamed, but not proud. Not something I would say, hey, but privately using. Guilt. Pleasure. Sometimes when I was high, I would feel like I'm betraying the... I made a whole bunch of music. The moment. So I know about its creative enhancement possibilities.
We need to speak with you today.
Here's the thing. It does make me a little dumb. That sounds like such a setup, as if there was just one thing. Right. There's a compendium of things. I'm not even sure what it was that made me want it. I've been around it, been like, no, I'm good. Lover of cannabis. But private user, private reserve. I've been here before. Yes, this is a new day. But overall, it feels familiar. There's a fun roller coaster at the front end after not using it for a couple years. A roller coaster with no point at the end. But then I started just using it, you know, like smoking every hour. Just a hit, but that was my default. Your go-to. Oh, shit. Weed addict. I was able to function enough to complete a project, make a couple of these episodes, really dig into my guitar playing. Coinciding with the bag of weed my friend sent me, I have a sports injury that has kept me out of jiu-jitsu for 3 weeks. All coinciding. Anyway, it's weird. But I made a decision about it all, and I shall share that with you. And in the final analysis, just the weed. Here it comes. Has a diminishing return. Like it becomes like an addictive daily usage. hourly usage for me. And my creativity, it becomes a drag. There was a bump, you know, a bump sideways, which was awesome. It was fun the first few days, but now it's slowing me down. And I'm not any higher on it than I am off it. Maybe I'm even higher. Freer. Funner. I don't want it. Funner. Did I just get bored?
And
want to do something.
Point zero.
I think about how heroin must have been. What was your addiction like? My son and I used to share a vape pen that had cannabis in it. Not like fiends, but we did. We would take a hit or two before we would play guitars together. That was the shit. It was amazing. Some of the best moments of my life. It didn't feel creepy or drugged out. What did I know? I was listening to a guy who only recommends things that are grown naturally.
We need to speak with you today.
Nothing in a pill, nothing in a powder. And I would justify my weed smoking as it being natural. But it becomes a drag. After a while, it starts to drag, slow the speed, the reflexes, the emotions, certainly the connections.
Hi. We wanted to inform you for 90 days at the standard repayment rate. Our records indicate you are eligible for forgiveness programs, but never completed the required documents. If you want to proceed with the application, we need to speak with you today.
Okay. It's a powerful drug, man. I can pretend to be functional, but I'm at a diminished capacity. Is this what it was like with heroin? Just building up until you're using it all the time and it's a baseline. Baseline. A normal. I never thought of that, a baseline. Better not being high, or at least I feel higher not being high. What am I supposed to do with this experience of your death? What is the beat root of all suffering? Here's some music. My son would have really approved of making music or art, writing. Something that challenges the self and add some beauty or depth to the world. Beauty, not duty.
We need to speak with you today.
And letting it play itself. Let it tell you how it wants to be played. And not doing it for credit. Everybody's going to tell a story, whether they like it or not. Your life is like a text, a summary.
If you want to proceed with the application,
a text message, like the list I sent that guy who sent me the weed. Here's what you need to do. Here's what I need to do. I need to let the guitar tell me how it wants to be played. Itself. You don't have to judge it anymore. It doesn't need any credit. You just take on the life that gives it a lap. Something to
Point zero.
Mr. Nobody, out.